I'm Henry McNulty. Recently, I spoke with Sharon Catherine Brown, who portrays older Allie in the touring production of The Notebook, a musical based on the Nicholas Sparks novel and 2004 film. Here's our interview.
I'm Sharon Catherine Brown.
And you're playing older Allie in the show, right?
Older Allie, yes, in The Notebook.
What do you feel the stage musical offers, both to people who've seen the movie and those who haven't?
That's a very different experience. We've had a lot of people who've never read the book, never seen the movie. And so, like any other story, this becomes their version of Allie and Noah's love story and becomes the one for them. There are people who've seen the movie. They've also read the book. And what they tell us is each one stands on its own. There's a different telling of it, of the story of Allie and Noah, our musical, because obviously the movie doesn't have songs in it. It's not a musical. So there are certain things that we don't have to say it because we're singing it already. What is the same? And the question that we get asked all the time by the Notebook fans is, do you have the rain scene? And the answer is yes, and I won't elaborate on that. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, we have the rain scene. That's very important to the Notebook fans.
The stage version features interaction between different ages of the same
generation.
Character. Exactly.
Yes, three different actresses play Allie, and three different actors play Noah, so that you're seeing them at three different stages of their lives together, from the time that they meet to the time that they leave this earth. And at different times, they pass through each other, which is kind of interesting because in a movie, you would call that a wipe or a dissolve. I think it's kind of cool the way it's done on stage with the generations going from one time period to the other. And in some cases, flashbacks, we have such incredible responses from our wonderful audiences. And it's been fun for us because we work together as a unit. We're not three actresses doing our own versions of Allie. We made a decision to really look at each other and study each other and choose which mannerisms we were going to do for certain scenes. And I just love that so much. And you don't know that ahead of time. You don't know if you're going to have that kind of camaraderie with your fellow actors to work in that way. And the actors playing Noah, same thing. We really got so lucky with this company.
And it's truly an ensemble cast in that sense, because these pivotal characters exist in these multiple ways. So speaking personally, how does that affect your performance and your process in this character?
I'm not looking at anyone on stage as Allie because she's going through Alzheimer's. There's something familiar about it, but she's not seeing that as, oh, that's me. She's hearing about this. There are certain things that are sticking out to her that's making her go, oh, I did this or I did that. But she's not seeing it as her. Whereas Noah, who's reading the notebook, which Allie wrote before she was really deep into Alzheimer's at the beginning of her diagnosis, she writes down every detail of their lives together in hopes that if he reads it to her, it will keep her from just being lost forever. What makes this role very, very challenging, but also wonderful, is I've never played a role where I purposely try to forget the things that we've done in rehearsal. It's risky and sometimes is a little scary for me, Sharon, but I'm making those decisions. I'm choosing to do that. And it's actually quite incredible that I have the opportunity to do something like that. It's my way to stay present and to keep the show and the performance fresh and authentic and genuine. I've done over 200 performances of The Notebook. I've never missed a show. So I really have to stay in it and present, or else it just won't be good enough. You know what I mean?
It's interesting, that idea of forgetting, because the character is in some ways also out of sequence. You have to take your character arc and sort of splice it in different ways, it feels like. Does that reflect your experience?
Somewhat, yes. And I pick and choose how close I'm going to get to just right on the edge. I was talking to Michael Greif a couple of weeks ago about that and why I love this role so much. Obviously, I have a framework and I can't just go on stage and just not say the lines or know what I'm doing. But a certain amount of not knowing ahead of time actually gives me a physical reaction. It's scary. It jolts me a little bit physically when I'm not quite sure when certain moments are coming up. And I think I've learned how to do that without like completely losing it, because we've been doing this now over 7 months. And I think it's become a necessary layer for me. It keeps things very sort of authentic.
What do you feel like is one highlight that audiences could look forward to?
There is a moment. It's one of my favorite moments in the show where you see everyone is on stage at once. You obviously do not have this in the movie, but you're really seeing what's going on in older Allie's mind. And it's emotional because it's things she's trying to grasp onto and they're just rushing past her and by her. And she's just trying to get it together and put a thought together. And it's one of the highlights of our production. It's an extraordinary company. The people that I'm working with are so incredibly talented, and they're so committed to the telling of this story. No one takes it for granted.
I so appreciate you speaking with me today, and break legs with the rest of your run in Spokane.
Thank you so much. Spokane is incredible. We're really happy to be here.
That was Sharon Catherine Brown from The Notebook, the musical, in Spokane through March 22nd, 2026, at the First Interstate Center for the Arts. I'm Henry McNulty.